Ganesh Cheesh for being here with us today on this beautiful sunny day. You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, they say that a parent is a child's first teacher, but there comes a time when kids start school, and the Southeast Alaska Association for the Education of Young Children is hoping to help families with that transition. And joining us, we have Nikki Love, and she is the AEYC Community Engagement Coordinator, here to tell us about the Early Learning Fair this Friday. And I know that you've been virtual for the last 2 years, so this must be exciting to be able to have an in-person event.
Hi, Rhonda. Thanks for having me today. Yes, this is really exciting. Part of our programming includes family nights at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse, and we were able to combine this early learning fair effort with that opportunity. So it'll be a really great time for families and kids, and we'll be able to social distance, you know, if anyone does have concerns, because we're talking about a population that is not able to be vaccinated yet. So people can stretch out and I think really mingle together with a good feeling of safety.
Well, that is a good thing to have in the plans. Now, this one you said has had a focus on kindergarten, although it's for kids that are toddlers, babies on up. But why do you want to put an emphasis on kindergarten prep?
Well, we're really supporting our partners at the Juneau School District, and it's important for them to have early registration to be able to know how many kindergartners to expect in the fall. And, you know, there's process to it, you know, more than just signing up. There is, you know, the immunizations that are involved. There's a lot of, you know, family contact, emergency information, paperwork, things like that. And then also what to expect and how to help your kinder get ready over the next months before they walk in the door on the first day of school.
I have seen so many of those TV stories that are done over the years of the kid in tears on the first day of kindergarten.
Oh, you know, yeah.
I mean, for some kids, they're excited. Others, it's a bit traumatic. So it probably doesn't hurt to start early, getting them used to
sure.
the idea.
Sure. And a lot of what getting early looks like, or getting ready early looks like, is as simple as reading together with your child. You know, we're really not talking about, you know, going over like simple math problems or even drilling ABCs. We're really talking about helping children develop that strong social emotional skills, being able to ask for help, being able to calm themselves down when they're upset, kind of understanding the flow of a routine in a day, and, you know, having that strong relationship with others, and, you know, being ready to learn, being receptive and curious and able to persist to a task. You know, if they get frustrated, we all get frustrated. Children can have, you know, it's a big skill to learn to calm yourself down. So that's kind of what we're really looking at. And we're developing some tools for parents, you know, some guidelines that will help them, you know, in that work. But I mean, the big one is really, like I said, it's as simple as reading with your kids.
You know, sounds like what you're trying to promote is an organic process of getting ready, so it isn't like shock treatment when the child enters
right.
the school. But, you know, with parents so busy these days, and I'm sure that many of the kids that will be enrolling in kindergarten this year have two parents who are working and maybe mm-hmm. go back and forth between daycare or they're cared for by other family members. But it is not really easy to learn all the things you need to learn today, I would think.
Yeah, it can be challenging. I mean, certainly families are very busy, and the last 2 years, families have been really stressed. You know, other things that families can do is just take a little time to, you know, maybe walk together in the neighborhood, see other people. I've met some, you know, 2, 3, 4 year olds that have been very sheltered in the last couple of years, and they haven't had the social interactions. So just really talking with them about, you know, we live in a community of friends. lots of people are here who want to meet you, know you, you know, spend time together, and helping our children know that there's a bigger world out there, and a lot of support for them.
Boy, Nikki, you raise a really good point about the isolation that some families may have been in the last 2 years, that kids maybe haven't had those traditional play dates and other experiences that they might normally have. So you were talking about how important it is for the school district to have some information to kind of know what's coming. I would imagine it's so that they can do a better job of providing for the children. In what way do you think that helps?
Well, it helps them, you know, with their classroom ratios and hiring of, you know, teaching staff and just preparing for, you know, who's coming through the door. I'll say my granddaughter went to kindergarten this year, and it was just fantastic the way the school really had this team approach, very welcoming. There was a lot of communication between the school and my granddaughter's family about what to expect. And you get those things when, you know, it's easier to get them when you have registered early. So it just helps everybody all the way around.
Yeah, and it sounds like to try to get parents thinking about the transition early and the things that they can do. Now, traditionally, this early learning fair has also brought together all kinds of agencies that provide services. And I would imagine that some parents would be really surprised about the kinds of help that is available to them.
Oh, absolutely. So like I said before, this early learning fair is for families with children ages 0 to 5. So on the very early range of things, there will be folks from Bartlett Beginnings talking about, you know, breastfeeding and car seat safety and different resources in town like parenting groups or talking groups for, you know, toddler play dates, things like that. So it's a really lovely way to establish a cohort and realize that, you know, you're not alone in this task of parenting, right? And then as the kids get older, there are other resources like our friends from Reach Infant Learning Program. They're all about developmental milestones, and they can help you understand, you know, where your child is in their development. Are they developing typically, or maybe do they have some delays and could use some extra help? There will be folks in the library, and the youth librarians are now welcoming children back in for story time and things like that. And we're also hungry to see families and kids. And lots of programming is happening in town that I think families, you know, might not be aware that it's opened back up. So this will be a great opportunity to learn about that. There will be free vision and hearing screenings from our friends at the Flying Lions. Always come out for this event, and they do free vision screenings. It's wonderful. They've screened my vision. It's not invasive. It's very comfortable. Lots of fun, actually. And that, again, is for any age child. And then our friends at the Parents as Teachers program, they do hearing screenings. And at every one of these fairs, I'd say we get an average of at least a dozen referrals where they are catching a concern and that we might not have known about. And so families can then, you know, take their children into their pediatrician or specialist and get that checked out. Because especially, you know, the hearing, if a child isn't hearing properly, then they're not learning language properly. And so then that will set them back when it's time to go to kindergarten. They'll be walking through the front door with a delay already. And so we really want to catch things like that. And that's why I say this whole fair for any age is about getting ready for kindergarten. And there's just so much development happening in those 0 to 5 years that we can help with. And really, we want to get kids off to the best start possible.
So you've had a chance to observe this over a few years. I mean, aside from the virtual years, but how have you seen families come along through this that maybe have come when their kids were toddlers, infants, and then up through the progression?
Oh, sure. I think, you know, there's you know, socially, I see families every year express that feeling of they're not in this alone. They realize that the challenge that the challenges and even the successes that they have, they might feel like they're the only ones, but it's very normal, you know. And when you feel like celebrating, you know, my child didn't melt down today at whatever time or did this thing, like, yes, that is a huge milestone. And you see other families who are experiencing the same thing. And I think that really lends to a sense of, you know, it's okay. We're all in this together. And then this wonderful group of folks in the community who do this work every day, supporting families. It's wonderful to be able to know that they're out there ready to help.
Yeah, that is good to know. I mean, what is it they say? It takes a village to raise a child. I mean, there's a lot of wisdom in that old saying, but to be surrounded by people who are caring and interested in your child reaching his or her full potential is important. So set the scene for me. So if I were to bring my little toddler in hand on Friday from 5:15 to 6:30 at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse, what would I see? What would await me?
Well, there's a lot of parking, and it should be you know, nice and bright out, so it'll be easy to find the door. You're welcome to come on in the fieldhouse. To the side of the entrance, there's a kind of a large cubby area where you can stash coats and boots and things. And then the field will be open. Around the edges will be tables and folks from the different agencies and resources ready to meet you. And in the middle of the turf, and this is you know, the size of a football field or soccer field, so a large area. In that turf area will be Girl Scouts and toys, like giant balls and riding toys and smaller toddler toys, like little climbing slides and little scooter things and balance beams. And it's really a lot of fun. So families will be able to visit around with the resources, and the kids can play. And of course the families can stay with the kids. Kids can stay with families. That's just fine. You know, and make their way around, see, you know, what's available, what questions they might have. And certainly then be able to get in touch with these agencies if they have questions later. We have prizes for all the kids, and let's see, it's just going to be a good time. Oh, and upstairs in the mezzanine will be the screenings.
Okay, so it sounds like you'll have lots going on, fun for the kids, and gosh, Girl Scouts and toys. That sounds like a recipe for fun for those kids.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, it was fun getting the Girl Scouts. They're real excited to be there.
I think it'll be a good experience for both, right? For the kids and for those that come to be screened and everything. So once again, Nikki, do you want to recap what people need to know?
Yeah, it's the Early Learning Fair. It's our 14th annual, and this year it's in person. We're happy for that. This Friday, April 22nd, from 5:15 to 6:30 p.m. at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse. If you want to register your child for kindergarten, please do bring their shot record and their birth certificate. There'll be resources for families. You can talk to people about childcare. You can get them signed up for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Oh, tell me about that a little bit. What do you get when you sign up for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library? I've heard about that so much.
Oh, my goodness. It's wonderful. If a child signs up when they're born, by the time they exit the program, when they're going to kindergarten, they will have 60 books that they have received in the mail. One a month, and it's free. We do have local sponsorship, and if there are any, we get a lot of grandparents who sponsor. If any grandparents are listening, we always accept sponsors. And it's fantastic. And like I was saying earlier, one of the best ways to help your child get ready for kindergarten is reading with them. And the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program makes that so easy. Every month a new book is showing up at the house. It's very exciting.
That sounds like fun. Something to look forward to every month.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, even if a family feels like, well, maybe I don't need resources now, they're at least being able to see what's available, also seeing other families in the community and having some fun out, you know, moving their bodies on the turf.
You know, one of the things I wonder about with programs like this is a lot of the parents are busy working. They may not be hearing this radio show. So what do you recommend we do to get the word out to those families if we're listening right now?
You know, we rely heavily on social media. There are a lot of families on social media. I'm posting to all the different community groups and our own partner pages. That's been a great way because you see people responding at like 2 a.m. and liking something or sharing something. And you know they've probably got a baby who's up and, you know, feeding or getting a diaper change. So that's been a great way to spread the word. And we always want welcome agencies and folks to share on social media.
Let people know. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's Friday, April 22nd from 5:15 to 6:30 p.m. at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse. Well, Nikki, thank you so much. Nikki Love, who is the AEYC Community Engagement Coordinator, for taking time out today to tell us about this early learning fair. I hope you have a good turnout, and it looks like at least the weather getting there should be good by Friday. So good luck with that.
I think so. Great. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.